Oh, well.
Bree just had to, like, lean forward from her slouched position.
I have great posture.
Yeah. Bree is looking mighty tan, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like actually two shades different than you were last time I saw you.
Yeah, I had a lot of sun time. First of all, welcome to a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
Entitled The On-Call Room.
We're your hosts.
This is Bree Babbitt.
And this is Abby Moore.
Wait, and then I'm pointing to you, but I just realized people can't see that. So that was confusing.
I'm Bree.
Do you think people could tell our voices apart?
Probably.
At this point?
Mine is lower.
See, in my head, mine is lower.
I'm like eyeing that cookie.
But when I listen back to episodes, do you ever have an out of body experience where you're like, wait, that is like, that's me?
Yeah, every day.
Every time you have to listen to this?
Every time I listen to the podcast.
I'm going to break this in half, but so we get equally the right
amount of cookie?
Yeah. I meant M&Ms.
Oh. Where'd you get these? These look good.
Meyer, they're the best. I'll give, which half do you want? They're kind of like a yin yang. This one?
Yeah.
Okay. What if I gave you the other one?
Bitch.
Listeners, I just need to, I know they're my favorite. I just, but like you get like 50 of them and there's no nutritional facts because I don't want to ever see them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to know. I eat one after every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I can't eat a meal without eating a cookie anymore.
I think that's fine.
Did you ever watch New Girl?
No.
Oh, okay. I can't do my... Listeners, if you've ever seen it, that episode when Nick Miller's like, I give you cookie, you give me cookie. You give me cookie, I give you cookie. If you're listening and laughing, you've seen New Girl.
You've done it. You've okay. Really done it.
But for real listeners, let me tell you a story about yesterday. I'm just going to get real TMI here about my period. So if you don't... Yeah. Want to? Oh, I'm actually not going to talk about what you think about. But if you don't want to talk about that,
talk then don't.
If you don't want to hear about mine, skip ahead. Really quickly, you know, I feel like I get really bad mood swings, like about that time. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just laughing because I wonder if they can hear me chewing a cookie while you're talking about your period.
Anyways. Yesterday, I was so upset, and it started with I didn't have a bathing suit that fit me, which is just...
Life.
And I also wanted to be somewhere for Memorial Day, but we didn't have plans, and the point that I was done with work, it was too late to, like, drive to the beach, and so I was just FOMO. Like, I was mad at everyone that was doing something cool, and I was stuck in my 98-degree house.
Yep.
So I was like,
Not the band.
No, unfortunately. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna put on a bathing suit, and I'm going to sit in my front porch because that's the only place that gets sun. Mm-hmm. Listeners, it's like 7 feet from the sidewalk where people walk. Like, it's very out in the open. So anyways, I didn't want to wear my, like, one piece because I have been wearing that, but mine is, like, very much like an old school swimmer's one. So then when I saw myself naked and I saw that, like, everything was white except my arms, I had a weird... So I was like, you know what? I have an old two-piece. I'll throw one on.
Great.
Of course it's old. It doesn't fit. That just started my day off. My hormones were so out of control. At one point, I was, like, crying, but I didn't know why.
That's me, like, every other day.
I know, but, like, it was, like, uncontrollable, but I, like, really couldn't even pinpoint why.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I was crying because I was upset that I was crying.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to even... I realized something was wrong with me, and I was trying to verbalize it to Jake, like, why I was upset. And none of it made sense. Like, I couldn't even form. And I was just so, like, I was mad at him, but not mad at him. I was just mad at the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I put on a sports bra and some really high, funny shorts. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going for a walk without the dogs. It was too hot. Brought my wallet, which was smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked just straight down Plymouth until I hit Reed's Lake. And I was in, like, Gaslight Village. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a beer. So I sat down at Derby Station by myself and actually had two cocktails, not a beer, because it was hot out.
Yeah.
And I just sweat profusely. I was wearing a sports bra. I was like...
That's amazing.
Just like, I sat and I was like, just me, waiter.
In a sports bra. Get over it.
Yeah.
Stop looking.
Because he was like...
Nothing to see here, folks.
Because he was like, is anyone else? No. No,
no,
one's joining
no,
me.
And I'm on my period.
I posted it on Instagram and got so many responses from people being like, been there, understand it. But yeah, I had two cocktails. It was like a mile and a half walk there. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to the Mean Girls Broadway soundtrack, which is my new favorite one, all the way back, which it was very hard not to like dance.
Yeah, I saw your post about you were like walking through woods.
Yeah, so there's like a weird path by my house that takes you, it goes behind a bunch of neighborhoods. It looks like a like you're hiking.
It's cool.
It's in the middle of the city. Yeah, it's like my favorite thing to do.
I want to do it sometime.
I'd love to do that with you.
Great.
So yeah, I liked that path too because I could mouth like I was singing and dance. Right. Like I was actually dancing down that wooded path.
Instead of like being on like Plymouth and yeah. people being yeah. like, who's this bitch in a sports bra? Yeah. Like yeah. doing Broadway moves.
And I had one ear out, so I was kind of singing, but enough that I could hear how mm-hmm. loud I was and if I was off.
Yeah.
It was really fun. So anyways, listeners, the point is sometimes the hormone monster tries to overtake us, but instead we need to drink 2 mojitos. Listen to Broadway and dance in the woods.
Yeah, and then you chill the fuck out.
Literally, as soon as I started physically moving my body, I felt better.
Yeah.
Just like, I was like, I need to get out of here.
It is crazy how like just a change of scenery can uh-huh. make you feel better.
I felt trapped in my house. And because I work from home, listeners, I felt like I had no other choice other than either work or like that was my, like I needed yeah. to get out.
Yeah. And like you said, I mean, everyone was out doing things, so uh-huh. it wasn't even like you could like contact someone to go hang out with.
And I didn't even want to see people.
No, I get that feeling.
Like, yeah. I was like, I want to be with people, but I don't want to see anyone.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
And everyone was like, hashtag beach days, summer life, boats and hoes. And yeah. I was like, fuck everyone.
Yeah, it's been a hot one, ladies and gentlemen. And mm-hmm. I know we talk about the weather too much. So I'm not going to get too deep into it, but what I will say is we skipped spring and went straight to 97 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like all about windows open in the apartment and like breeze flowing. There's no breeze. It's just 97 degrees. I just kept walking around the apartment last night when I got home and just like repeating like, it's so hot. Like, hoping it would help, like, me feel better.
I kept saying it too, and Jake was like, what do you want me to do?
I know. It was just like, it's so hot. And Johnny K was, like, playing a game on the computer. And I, like, wanted him to be by me, but, like, he also wasn't feeling well. But right. we hadn't, like, seen each other in a while. But he, like, deserves a night off, too. And I also was like, of course he doesn't want to sit by me. I'm literally sweating through the couch. Like, I got up, I was laying on the couch, and there were, like, sweat marks down it.
And it's a white couch.
Yeah, it was like,
I turn the gain down a little
yeah.
bit? Sorry, technical.
Is that better?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was...
It's I mean, we're in my basement, which actually feels, like, bearable.
Oh, yeah, but, like, we are...
They live on an upper unit.
Upper unit. I honestly think in our bedroom today on, like, the fan temperature, it said, like, 98 degrees. Not the band.
What you need... That's a good title.
Yeah.
What you need to do is take a cold plunge shower and then don't dry yourself off and just go to bed.
But the water, then it just... Like, it just stays on you. Like, it's so humid.
Yeah.
And you don't stay cool.
You never dry.
Yeah. I, like, got home from work and had to eat lunch in this heat, but I'm in my work clothes. So I just walked around with my pants undone and kind of half down my ass. Because I was like, I don't want to change out of my pants, but I can't keep them buttoned. Sweat right through them.
Yeah, when I was laying out on the front porch, which, by the way, only lasted like 20 minutes because it was so hot. Like, yeah. It wasn't like you're at the beach.
It was so hot at the beach.
Yeah, there was no breeze, and I was so wet. Like, yeah. I put on sunscreen, which made it worse.
Oh, and then you just like...
It was yeah. just... Yeah, I was like... But I needed sunscreen because I'm as pale as they get, and I don't know. It was just awful.
On Saturday, I went to a pool party.
That seems
I'm sorry,
great.
Sunday, I went to a pool party. Yeah, because we just, like, you could stand in the pool. Because you can't... Well, they were telling people not to go in the water at the beach because cardiac arrest. Because...
Because it's so cold.
Oh, yeah, it was so cold in the water, but you were so hot. I went in, like, 12 times and went under.
You
and
went under?
Yeah, like, 12 times. I'm not kidding. It was 58-degree water.
Oh, my God.
But it was so hot outside.
Did it feel good?
Yeah, it felt amazing. And then you got out, and immediately you were, like, dry. That's how hot it was.
Yeah, it was a wild run, but I'm trying to embrace it.
Yeah, summer's here, bitches. Get on board. I ate ice cream last night. I was telling Abby, Johnny K and I went and got ice cream, and so I got an ice cream cone, but I also got a slushie on the side.
Because you
got
to have both.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to get if I'm not lactose intolerant is...
on certain days.
Yeah, is... Remember, I think... I used to call them icebergs or glaciers.
They're glaciers, where it's a slushie with ice
soft
cream.
Soft serve.
That's a good old soft serve.
Also, Also, you are the ice cream connoisseur because you are a professional ice cream scooper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What was the most annoying order?
Well, probably a chocolate malt or shake because we made them with hard serve ice cream and then like milk and stuff. Those were really hard to make.
Because you said to hold it while it did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, and it was like a lot of the time our freezer in the back would get really cold, so it was really hard to scoop the vanilla. And then also be like, we had cleaned it and we were like 5 minutes to close and people walk and be like, oh, five large chocolate malts. And you'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And you'd have to do it. Also, banana splits were kind
of annoying. I was thinking about those, yeah.
Yeah. Any type of sundae was really annoying.
Oh, those are so good, though.
Yeah, just like, just get a cone. It's simple.
I don't, my problem with cones is, actually, my problem with ice cream places in general, I like big cone. Like, I like a waffle cone. Or
I like big cones.
But I only like eating the ice cream when there's cone with it. And I hate that you have to eat, like, three scoops of ice cream.
Why don't you just get a junior?
Even if it's, like, a single, though, or whatever, it's still, like...
But, like a baby. Because we got smalls, and we were both like, holy shit, like, I could have knocked half of it off.
Yeah, I usually do, which makes me feel like a wasteful person. But I try to smush it all the way down. But, yeah, I just like to get cone ice cream. Like, I don't like it without. It's a waste of space for me. Like, get me the cone.
I get that.
Or I put it in a bowl then, and I eat it upside down.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I got a chocolate vanilla twist with sprinkles on it.
Oh, classic.
Dude, so good.
Yeah.
First cone of the season.
What if I went to an ice cream place now and ordered, and I was like, all right, here's what I want. I want two scoops of this X ice cream in a bowl, and then I want you to... crinkle the waffle cone on top of it.
They would do that. I don't think that's
really
not unheard of. Or you could just say put the cone in it and then you could crinkle it.
That's true. But what if I was like specifically...
They would do it. They'd probably... Or they'd be like, get the fuck out.
Then I will run my car into it. Like what happened to Brie when she was working.
Yeah, listeners. One time I was working at the ice cream shop that I worked at and a car drove through it. The woman says she mistaked the... gas for the prank.
Oh, there's a ghost. It's the air pressure of the door.
That was shocking.
Make sure you talk a little louder.
Well, I thought I was talking too loud, so that's
no,
why.
No, we both were, but then we turned it down. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Is it like halfway?
No, it was halfway, and then you told me to turn it down.
Turn down the suck knob.
Think you broke the knob off cranking it so hard there, Farrell. Okay.
If anyone knows,
FUBAR.
FUBAR. That FUBAR was supposed to be coming out with a new show.
A show? Oh, you're
Remember?
Right. Netflix.
Well, yeah, we'll have to look into that. Look at the levels now. It's fucked. It's fine.
It's fine. Okay. I have to tell you quickly about this movie that I saw watched. It was called A Ghost Story.
Okay. I'm interested.
And it's not like spooky ghost story.
Okay.
It is like indie ghost story.
Okay.
Where it's with Casey Affleck. So if you have bad feels for Casey Affleck.
I do, but I'll probably still watch it.
Yeah. You actually don't see much of him because he's under a sheet most of the time.
Is he the indie ghost?
Yeah. So it's like this dude dies. That's not a spoiler alert. Like it happens very quick. And, then he becomes a ghost, but the way they portray it is, like, think of, like, a man with a sheet over him.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the pace of it in the beginning was really annoying to me. Like, I was almost anxious. Like, there's this scene where, like, the wife is eating a pie, and she's eating the pie for too fucking long.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is because it's, like, a ghost story, so it kind of makes you feel like...
Something's gonna happen.
But it never really does because it's not scary. But the end of it completely made up for it. And I, speaking of sobbing, like, I sobbed and could not stop crying. I, like, got in the shower afterwards and was like, oh, my God. And, like, it's, like, one of those movies that, like, makes you think about, like, time and life and what happens when you die and is everything going to be okay? And
am I going to be a man under a sheet?
Yeah, and it was just, it was really interesting because you want to, like, find something out and you don't. But it's like, it's okay. It's very satisfying. Anyway, it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So you should watch it.
Okay, I will. When did you watch it? This weekend?
Yeah, Saturday morning.
You did a lot of things.
I did. I like...
You lived it up. I also, on Friday night, I was alone in a hotel room hating my life. And I meant to voice memo you, but then my dad called and talked to me for like an hour. Shout out to dad.
He wanted
a shout out. And I then saw that you were having a dance party.
Yeah, I had a dance party by myself Friday night.
And Marge and Nicolette, I feel like.
Yeah, I was texting. My friend Nicolette lives in New York, and we've done this one other time where we text back and forth, like, start song now.
Yeah.
And we, like, danced it out. It was great.
Yeah. Because I laughed because I saw your Insta stories, and it was like, Marge.
Oh, my God. Johnny K was camping, and I didn't go with. And he came home, and I was like, hey, do you want to see what I do when I'm home alone? And it was just, like, streams of photos of Marge. I was like, I should never be left home alone again because I took so many photos of Marge. Because for, like, the first 2 days of my vacation, I was just alone in my apartment with my cat.
Well, that's okay.
It was fun.
Yeah. Listeners, I did something that I've done before, and I think is, like, okay, so I stay at this hotel by myself, and I just really wanted a glass of wine, and I didn't want to go down in my pajamas, so I room serviced a glass.
Oh, aren't you fancy?
Okay, it's like a dollar more, because I tip them a dollar. But anyways, so it comes, and I...
Wait, does it not cost anything to get room service?
No, it's just the cost of the food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to tip them.
Well, you tip in a restaurant.
There might be, like, a gratuity added that I don't know about. But it was like $8. So it was like a glass of wine. And they did a pretty nice pour, because I feel like they're like, if I have to fucking come up here one more time.
Yeah,
so anyways. But then, like, it was so late. I didn't actually really want it, but I wanted it there in case I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had, like, a little bit. And then I put it in the fridge, and I was like, tomorrow night after my wedding, I'll have some. And then I shot this amazing wedding, and the bartender there, it was an awesome venue because they, like, the planner was like, I'm going to have a glass of wine. It had been a long day. And I was like, you know what? Me too. And this bartender knew that we'd worked all day and, like, poured, I swear to God, probably, like, 14 ounces. Like,
that's a lot.
Yeah. And I, like, drank it during dinner and throughout the dancing and whatever. And then I went up to her later, and it was still the dancing, and not many people were dancing. I was like, can I have one more? But, like, half of what you did last time. And she laughed, and I had that. I went back to my hotel that night and was backing up photos, and then I don't know why on the way up I was like, I need to have another glass. I forgot that I had that other one.
Oh no.
And then I had the glass and that, and then I'm sat and I back up photos, and then I fell asleep. And so I woke up in the morning and had to leave two giant glasses of wine in the fridge that was like a total of probably $16.
That has never happened before in our lives.
No, but it was like a smart choice, because if I had drank those either of the nights, I wouldn't have felt great.
Yeah.
Especially the last night. But I was just like, why do I do this?
Oh.
It's like a safety blanket.
I do that sometimes. Like, I did that, like, Friday night. Like, I had a good buzz on dancing. And I was like, I should pour another glass of wine. And then I did. Sorry. This sounds like alcoholic talk.
I know. It's like, wait. But
then I didn't drink it. See, right. I feel like if you're, like, an alcoholic, you would drink it.
Yeah.
Regardless. And I was like, I'm going to pour another one. And then I was like,
I'm gonna go to bed.
We really want it.
Yeah.
You know.
So no, this is just we're just.
But then
checking
you like
in.
Dump it out, and it's like
it's just a waste.
There's just a waste. But whatever.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That was probably the most boring story. I don't really know why. It's more like I wanted to tell you it.
And so,
but we just happened to be recording a podcast.
I'm happy that you told me that story.
That's exactly what just happened.
It happens, I think, a lot on this podcast. Is we're like, oh, and then I, like, wash my shorts and I shrunk them. And, like, now I can't button up.
Speaking of that, I feel like my things are shrinking right now.
They might be.
But they need to dry.
Oh, speaking of things, guys, blew.
What? I'm opening.
I almost said blew up Kohl's, but that doesn't sound good, that I blew up Kohl's.
No, like the store?
Yeah.
Oh, like you bought a shitload of stuff at Kohl's?
Yeah, but it's.
Or you went
like,
to the bathroom at Kohl's.
Or like blew it up.
Which of those three is it?
went to the bathroom and Kohl's? Like,
I blew up Kohl's. That makes sense.
Like, I had to go to the bathroom so bad. The only accessible bathroom was Kohl's.
I blew up Target, and I do every time I go there.
You're not the first person
I know,
to tell me that.
There's a thing on the internet about it.
Why?
They say you feel really relaxed there, and so I read a thing. Also, I go after I work out, so that's probably why. Anyways.
Well, so I went to Ann Taylor Loft. I realized I had, like, not, I can't fit into my summer clothes anymore. And also, I haven't owned, like, lounge shorts for, like, years.
Yeah.
And it was super hot in the apartment.
Like the ones you're wearing right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was super hot in the apartment, and I was just like, I need some fucking shorts to be able
to wear. Listeners, by lounge shorts, Brie means, like sporty shorts.
Yeah, like I don't work out, so, like, I don't own
I was picturing when you said lounge shorts, like, linen. Like,
flowy linen shorts.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So, sweat. I'm just not talking, like, jean shorts.
Yeah.
Khakis.
Khakis.
I sound like Sid from Ice Age.
Oh my lord.
I've had a long day. Okay, so I went to Ann Taylor Loft, disappointed. And I have been telling everyone to go there. I'm like, it's for women. Like, it's great. And I hated everything I tried
Well, they wouldn't have lounge shorts there either.
No, but I was also just looking for maybe, like, a flowy dress.
To wear the week. Yeah.
Just nothing. Yeah. I was not pleased. Part of it might be my body. But I'm not willing to admit that. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to Kohl's.
Yeah.
I don't know why I had this stigma against Kohl's, because you can't find anything there, and everything is like $4 on sale, you know?
Yeah.
But I got so many great things. I got 4 pairs of lounge shorts.
What?
I got this tank top I'm wearing. I got a really cute flowy dress. I got some underwear. I got a new nightgown. And these cool pants. And then I get up to the checkout. And the lady was like, would you like to open a Kohl's charge card? And I was like, no, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
She's like, you can pay it off. And I was like, ugh. She's like, you save 25%. You also get an additional $10 off. And then you get $20 in Kohl's cash. And I was like, I'm not even going to get approved. My credit score is like 400. It's not true, but it's probably close. I was like, fine. I got approved. I saved $158 and paid it right off. I got all that stuff for $100.
Wow. You were going to spend
Well, I think part of it, you saved $158 was, like, some of the sales, too.
That's great. So you'll just, like, not use it or use it if you need to?
If they have, like, 25% off today, and then you just pay it off.
Brilliant. Just make sure you pay it.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
I paid it.
I was going to tell you, I like the tank you're wearing.
Thanks. I'm going back. Well, so I have $20 in Kohl's cash.
Gotta go.
I have to use it in the next couple days, so I'm going to go get another tank. This is how it gets you. But it's free, $20.
But the tank is going to cost... You're going to see...
No, the tank was like...
You're going to see another nightgown.
Oh, the nightgown's so good. That was a very, on-the-whim purchase.
Yeah, but you're glad you have it.
I was, walking past. I didn't even try it on, and I was like, I want that nightgown. It's so good.
Perfect.
So anyway, guys, listeners, if you're like feeling down about yourself, go the fuck to Kohl's.
It's weird at our Kohl's because it's like not part of the mall. It's like the mall's like stepbrother.
Yeah, it's really weird. And I know I feel bad about because they're definitely not the most ethically made clothes.
Yeah.
But sometimes
you just need some lounge shorts.
Yeah, so there's a balance. Like sometimes you just need some lounge shorts.
Yeah. I bet they're the same ethically balanced as Ann Taylor Loft.
Probably, honestly.
So good for you, dude. Mm-hmm. I have also grown out of all of my comfy shorts, except the ones I'm wearing, which if any of you are cheerleaders
Sophie's?
In your past life. Yeah, Sophie. These are my Sophies from freshman year of high school.
That's amazing.
I used to roll them 3 times. Now I can only roll them once.
Why do you even have to roll them? Why are we rolling shorts?
Because I'll have to show you. They just fit weird if you don't.
Oh, okay.
I'll show you what they look like unrolled.
Okay.
But anyways, they're like the softest. And I felt ones at the store now, and they're so stiff and icky, and I would never buy,
you've worn them in?
Yeah, these are 10 years old.
It's so great. Look at these ones.
I love them.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they're perfect.
Got listeners, one last little thing, listeners. So I got all these great new clothes, but I lost a flip-flop. I was running down the beach, and it was so hot in the sand that I, whipped my shoes off to, run into the water.
No!
And, the beach ate my flip-flop. I came back, and only one was there. So I don't, I left the beach with no shoes.
Wow.
I know. How does that happen?
I hate that. Oh, my God. I can remember going to Buchanan Beach when it used to be really big. Now the water's so high that it's not.
Yeah.
But, and, the hike back to the car, you'd be so tired because it's a hill.
Yeah.
But you'd also have to keep moving because
your feet would burn.
On fire.
Yeah.
That is the best workout now I think about it. Like, go put where you can't. You have to keep moving your legs. You have to keep moving.
Well, that was me, like, running up to the car with no shoes on.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And then you get in the pavement and it's still hot. And you have no shoes.
You need dog shoes, like the kind dogs wear.
Well, I maybe just shoes. Can't believe the beach ate my flip-flop.
Yeah. Blew out a flip-flop.
So,
stepped on a pop-top.
Oh, no.
Should we break? Or did you have something else to say?
Listeners, if you want to send me some flip-flops, we'll put my address in the show notes.
That's creepy. We're not putting your address. We'll put a P.O. Maybe we can get a P.O. box.
Let's get a P.O. box.
Let's get a P.O. box.
Why are you saying it like that? Isn't it a P.O. box? P.O. box.
I'm emphasizing the O, not the P.
P.O. box. P.O. box. P.O. box.
A P.O. box.
It's not a real thing anymore. Like train, 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 train. P.O. box.
Now say P.O. box four times.
P.O. box. P.O. box. P.O. box. P.O. box. P.O. P.O. box.
Yeah, we're going to get one. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
Okay, so we just spent a lot of time talking to you about Kohl's.
Ethically made clothes, not.
Not so much. But if you did make a purchase at Kohl's, and then let's say you want to make another purchase that is ethical. Actually, everything is ethical. It's whatever your life is right now is where we support.
Whatever you have to do. We don't like that phrase.
Maybe we just mean like recycling, better for recycling.
Better for the earth, maybe.
But yeah. If you're, just depends what day you're having. But if you're having one of those days where you want to invest in some like key clothing pieces, let me just tell you about A-Day. Actually, I will tell you that this weekend, the Something Borrowed shirt, I wore unbuttoned as like a cover-up. Because it covers your butt. Mm-hmm. It's like long and flowy. And even though it's long sleeve, it's like you don't feel breathable. Hot in it. Yeah. And it looked really fucking cute.
Didn't I tell you to wear that as a cover up?
I think you did. And I then forgot and then did it and thought it was my idea. When really subconsciously
it was
yours. Yeah. And I tied it around my waist and it was just great.
Yeah.
And you guys can get 20% off your first order, which you cannot do unless
at
you have
Kohl's.
You can't do that at Kohl's unless you open a card, a charge card.
And
which is a great idea if you're going to do that, but you don't need to open a charge card for that. We don't care about your credit score at all.
No, not even a little bit.
No. And so if you would like to get 20% off, you just go to www.thisisaday.com and you enter the code on callroom XADAY and you will get 20% off and you'll be supporting the podcast.
Which is two things you want to do.
Yeah, which I'm going to check and see if any of you guys have used it. And if they have, Bree can pick out a present.
Great. I'm going to pick up the cover-up thing.
I thought you were going to say flip-flops.
I'm going to pick up flip-flops.
So yeah, head to www.thisisaday.com. You can find them on Instagram at thisisaday. And just make sure to use the code oncallroomxaday at checkout to get your 20% off. We love you. Season 3, episode 13.
Great Expectations.
Oh, I didn't know that was what it was called.
Oh, yeah.
I just looked at my first note, but it says David and Mike. And I'm like, wait, that's the wedding I shot. This is also my to-do list. anyways. I'm going to say, I know we talk about how sometimes whenever you watch the episode and how you watch it affects how you like it.
Yeah.
I really liked this episode. Like, I liked it better than the past two-parters.
Interesting, because I said to John and Kay today, this is a really fucking boring episode.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. We'll have like little different takes on it.
I also, listeners, didn't write that much about it, but that's Abby, once again, with what Abby was saying, like being in different space, like John and Kay had the day off of work and I was like, came home for lunch and we split a little sandwich and I was like, do you want to watch this with me? And he was like, sure. And he sits down and he has absolutely no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
So the first couple, whatever, he's like, who's that? Why are they doing that? What's going on here? And I was like, well, we're three seasons in right now.
Go listen to our podcast. Yeah.
Which it's totally fine. I was happy that he sat and watched it.
Yeah.
But I said to him, I was like, this is a really boring episode.
Well, there's not a lot of explaining in this one. It's a lot of like covering, like fixing up what happened the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I will say, to me, this is, I don't know. It's really, I don't know why I like it so much, but it's also kind of an iconic one because that scene, the first one, I wrote like a double date is my first note. But that is a really iconic scene to me. Christina eating the cereal.
Yeah.
And like Meredith being like, you need to feed her.
Yeah. Like she, and her being like, I'm fine. I have cereal.
Yeah. I don't know. And we never really see the four of those guys together.
Which it's also funny. Like, why did Burke invite Meredith and Derek over for dinner? I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
And then these like Meredith seconds. And then she's like, no, thank you. But Christina can have some. I only made enough for three. Just like, wow, you guys. And the fact that Christina chooses to sit in the same room.
Yeah.
That's so passive aggressive.
I think my mood space in this, or my headspace, whatever.
Mood space.
It was a funny episode to me. Like,
yeah.
Like, and so I just, the banter between them when Derek, there's even like after that when they find out about the chief thing and Derek is sitting in bed and he goes, I am supposed to be chief. Like, that made me laugh. Like, I was just like, I don't know. It was very quippy. And I felt like it, like, really played to every character. But, yeah, Christina sitting eating cereal, Meredith being like, Christina should eat, Burke just being fucking a stone-cold stone.
A stone-cold stone.
I don't know. It just made me... George being a sex fiend. What do you
think of that? Well, yeah, I wrote... So, going along with, I guess, what you were saying about it being a funny episode, I said, Izzy's speech in the locker room is great. She, like, comes in, and she's like, so one of you is going to need to pull it together, because, like, George is, like...
What does he say? A sex machine.
Yeah.
That's what she calls him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part made me laugh, and everyone is, like, telling their... what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go, the interns describing their problems is my favorite. Like, every... And then they're like, and Karev, and he's like, what's wrong with me? Like,
yeah.
Which, actually, nothing, but... I don't know.
So, I guess I can see where you're... Maybe you're changing my mind a little bit.
It just was... It reminded me of, like, a good... Like, and when I think of classic Grays, it's, like, these seasons and this episode, and they're all just being fucking crazy. And also, I wrote George being a sex fiend is gross.
Yeah, I wrote, George copes with grief by having sex. Well, first of all, that's interesting. And also, yeah, it's just...
It's unnerving.
It's unnerving.
Like, when he's just like, where's Callie?
Yeah, like, I just... And, like he looks like he's, like, gonna, like...
Jizz everywhere.
Kind of, dude. Like, when they're in the hospital and he's like, gotta
find Callie.
He's, like, in fucking heat.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I picture him, like he's just beating off all the time.
Oh, God!
I know, I'm sorry. That's the... And then Izzy called it George Watch 2007, which also is funny because, wow, 2007. That was a long time ago. 11 years ago. Wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. So we know Derek...
Why would that make sense?
Well, because I'm just doing the math of... It's that was season 3.
Oh, where we are now.
Yeah. I just love that they called it George Watch 2007, which 007 is also his nickname. So many things. And then there was like, I'm just going right down. Then there was the scene right after that where Callie and Addison just pass each other. And Callie's like, George won't stop having sex with me. And Addison is like, I made out with Karev. And then they just walk away. Like,
love that. I also love Keep On Going Down, where Callie starts talking to Christina and she goes, we are not friends, you and I. Like... Such a great... It was quick and bantery.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. There was a lot of heavy stuff in the last ones, and this beginning had some lightness to it. But yeah, and then... Yeah, that same part with Callie, and then Christina goes, oh, my feelings are hurt. Like, she is a robot. If you are not friends with her, like, she is scary.
Yeah, she really is.
But also, Callie doesn't know who's her friend and who's not.
Yeah, she's okay, just... Callie needs to work on boundaries. Because, like, remember when she was like... telling Addison everything and they just started talking like a day ago.
Yeah.
And then she's like bringing up shit. And I get why she would bring it up. No, why would she bring it up to Christina? George was literally pissed at her like an episode ago. Yeah. Like, go to Meredith. Go to Izzy.
Is he talking to Christina again? Oh, yeah. At the end, the Dead Dad's Club. I think that probably closed, like helped it.
Yeah.
Also, I loved Addison. Like, who is it? George and Izzy go up to her and she's like, what do you know? Like, or they're like, what's going, or how's your...
Who says that?
George and Izzy are going up to Addison to, like, start their day as interns, and they say something, they're like, what's going on? She's like, what do you know? Like, she's so on edge from making out with Karev.
And then Karev saying, can we talk about the kissing?
Yeah. Like, I felt like, actually, if we were to pick out any episode, other than maybe current ones, this is the most mature Alex Karev.
Oh, my God. When he just...
A real man.
Yeah. I said Karev, like, pretty much telling off Addison is so good. Like, you think I want you, but, like, you're my boss. What was I supposed to do? Can we get past this? I want to learn from you.
Like, yeah, I was just like, whoa. Like, this. But also, I liked it because they had never really had chemistry. Like, that was...
But I swear they fucking have sex at some point.
Really? Now I don't know.
I know.
You should Google it.
Well, we have to wait and see, I feel like.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't know. I loved him saying, I want to talk about the kissing. And she's so, like, nervous about it.
She, like, slams the binder and is just like...
Duh! She looks disheveled all day, like, afraid of what they'd say. Also, why did I go, the religious family. I love this one. See, I must have loved... I don't know.
Me.
First of all, okay, I'm all over the place. I don't care. There's no, we do this how we want to. When Jillian Miller is the girl that has cancer.
Yep.
Which, okay, they're all licking her vagina and she's like,
does that sounded like you said they're all licking her vagina.
They're all licking her vagina and she's like, doesn't that guy want to lick it? He is a sex fiend.
Oh my God.
Make sure you're close to the microphone. Bree's like a foot away.
I just laid back for a second to laugh. And also like lay back for a second because it's exhausting sitting up.
I know.
Yeah, no, looking at her.
I just thought it was weird. I mean, it's like she was like, yeah, look at this tumor. I get that she wanted them to see the seriousness of it and that it's a teaching hospital, but I thought it was weird. It's in her cervix or coming out of her cervix.
Ugh.
Well, I know the thought of that.
Well, you said, well, yeah, I wrote seeing a tumor with the naked eye, like that's gotta be a big fucking deal, right?
Also, she had to have known it was there. So, feeling what it would feel like to have a grapefruit sized tumor
would be super painful.
Yeah, like in where you put your tampon.
Well, I doubt you'd be getting your period or you'd be bleeding a ton.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah, super scary.
I can imagine. Well, there are like men who are gynecologists, OBGYN.
I know, but I just thought it was weird that she's like, everyone needs to look.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I don't know if I would say, I would be like, okay, two saw it and they're surprised. Yeah. I think I'm good. Like, yeah, I don't need everyone.
Someone else seeing it.
Meanwhile, her friend is like freaking out as one would.
Also, like, is she pregnant? No.
Yeah. Well, we can see the baby.
Yeah.
I actually wrote, I wonder if this episode, which now that I know it was 2007, it was. This is when, like, remember when the HPV shot came out? Like the shots?
The vaccine?
The vaccine, sorry, yeah. Like, isn't that what that was? Yeah, for cervical cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, was, I got that my senior year of high school, which was this year. Yeah, and remember how it, like, kind of blew up? Like, it became, like, it was on the news all the time, and, like, a lot of people were getting it.
Yeah. Was it around this time?
That's what I'm saying. I think it was. So I wonder if it was like a hot topic in the news.
It might have been. Yeah.
I don't know though. And talking about it being not preventable, but like if she'd gotten checked up and I don't know.
Well, I think it also plays into the story of Bailey wanting to start the clinic about like if she had had like
access to
like free and preventable.
Yep.
Healthcare, then like this wouldn't have gotten to where it was because that's her whole point is like I didn't have any money and so like I knew something was wrong but I couldn't go get a pap or like a pelvic.
Speaking of Bailey, I love this episode for her because I feel like
she's like coming back into her own.
She's a fucking boss. Like Bailey, and I didn't realize this is the episode that Chief says to her. Well, we'll get there. Okay. Should we get there? Let's wait. Sorry.
Should we get there?
Okay. Well, should we talk about Jillian Miller?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want to say?
That I laughed out loud audibly when George Izzy's talking to him and he just goes, Puritans.
I'm not calling you a Puritan, George. Yeah,
I want to say that whenever I just see I just want to be like, Puritans.
Yeah, like that was a really ridiculous response.
Yeah, also, I feel like I would be more likely to say Amish people.
Yeah.
Like
instead of Puritans. Or like,
it sounded like,
or like that's probably Jilly's.
Yeah.
Parents are here.
It looked like it looked like a horror movie or sounded the way he was like, Puritans. like you'd be like, aliens.
Ghosts.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't know. That line alone is going to make me rate this pretty high.
That bumped it up like two scalpels.
It really did because it made me just laugh so much.
You even texted me about it. You were like, Puritans.
I had Gigi B's with that girl, and she says, when the friend says goodbye to her and has her parents come in, if everyone who's listening probably watched the episode, but I just got a little emotional.
I didn't really get emotional there. Well, I guess I got a not emotional, but I guess I like felt for like Jilly's mom and not shunning the friend and like looking at her and telling that.
That part when she hugs her
and like, you, I'm going to tell your mom you've grown into like a beautiful, strong woman.
Yeah, but then whatever. It was also sad they have to shun her to begin with. But
yeah, and then they just go back to shunning her. Like, I'll tell your mom.
Yeah, and then she leaves. That part, I mean, like, that part is weird and sad, and I will probably never understand
it. Well, what's really sad is that her friend is going to go die.
Right.
You know, like, it's not, she's not going to get better.
She said goodbye to her friend.
Yeah.
Which maybe in some ways it's better that she saw her how she did. And, yeah. But
then,
I don't know.
But then she's going to go have, like, an Amish funeral.
I was going to ask you if we were in a Puritan place and I left, would you leave with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't think I'd want to be there to begin with.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So I can count on you. Same, yeah, same. What if I was like, no?
No, I'd stick around.
Yeah. I thought it was an interesting way to play up it. Sometimes I feel like when they do these extreme cases of religion, they don't really empathize much with, I mean, they like try to, but you still feel like they're
shitting on the religion?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But how, yeah, I don't know. But it was just, it was interesting and it was sad. And
I can imagine that, like, I don't know what it feels like to get like a pretty much a death sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you probably want your mom.
Yeah, like, but I can imagine I'd be like, I want my mom and my dad.
Right.
And like, I want to be with what I've known for a really long time.
Yep.
Not struggling like to pay rent.
Yeah, exactly.
Dying.
I wrote, wow, I'm crying at the Amish.
Wow.
I like wrote the word wow.
Wow.
That's all I have about her.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't have many notes.
Well, I'll just keep going then.
Yeah, you just.
What do you think about Steve Beck, the guy whose legs had to be cut open?
I wrote
Race
Guy.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I wrote Race Guy.
That was intense to me, always has been. I go, yep, this one haunts me.
Yeah, where he's just like not feeling well, and then all of a sudden his legs are the size of tree trunks.
That's how I feel, though, like when I'm so swollen from eating salty foods that someone just needs to cut me open and let it drain out.
That's how my feet felt yesterday. I tried to put Chacos on, but it was so hot, I couldn't get my toe strap in.
Yeah, my hands on my walk.
Can you even, like, take your ring off?
Or you notice I'm wearing this one because I couldn't fit mine on this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, my fingers hurt to move.
Yeah.
Like, they were so full of water. Yeah, they were, yeah. I think it's because I was dehydrated, and so it was retaining any and all water that was happening. As you know me, listeners, well, you all don't, but I didn't, are you just, like, looking at your feet now?
Well, I'm looking to see, they're a little swollen right now.
I only peed, like, twice yesterday, which I pee
all the time. Isn't it terrifying? You're like, where? Like, I've drank so much water.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that leg guy, whatever. I'm trying to see if I have anything on him. Nope.
I don't have really anything on him. I did love, like, the scene afterwards with, like, Christina being like, have you ever done that before or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, no. And then she's like, cool.
Yeah, that was good. See, there was, like, funny stuff. Also, for the first time, because I think Chief... Didn't he operate then with that guy? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I was like, whoa, I actually like scenes when Chief is being a good doctor. I feel like for being the chief of the hospital, he rarely, like, you don't think of him as this, like, the most, like, the smartest, best at surgery. Do you know what I mean? Like, at all. You think of him kind of Magoo-like.
Yeah, because he's fucking Chief.
Yeah, so.
You know, Chief chiefs it up all the time. But that doesn't mean that he's good at surgery.
Right, right.
How did Chief get the job, you know?
Right.
We never really find that out.
I know. I love reminders of when Chief is actually a good doctor.
Yeah, well, speaking of Chief, let's talk about Chief's retiring.
Yeah.
And he talks to Bailey, and he, little foreshadowing.
Yeah, because she was sad that he didn't tell her, but he didn't tell her because he wanted her to do something on her own and see that she's capable, which is so cute.
Wait, what? When did that happen?
Like, the whole signature thing, he didn't help her out with that. And when she found out that he had already told those other people that he was retiring, or they knew, she was really sad that he didn't tell her that morning. And he's like, I didn't tell you because I wanted you to see that you're capable of accomplishing something on your own, because you're definitely chief material. Like, he gave her that whole speech, which I thought it was super cute that, like, this is when it happens that he, like, wills Chief upon her.
But kind of like, that's where you're supposed to end up. You're just not there yet.
Right. Because it's weird to also watch these episodes when we're watching current ones and to see her as, like, a resident.
Yeah.
You know?
I did, like, think, and this is a really random note, and I didn't even write it down, but, like, the beginning opening scene was like really ridiculous.
Intense.
Well, like ridiculous, where it was like spinning around yeah. and like Bailey was like standing there.
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't yeah. understand it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I thought that was way too intense also. Also, Bailey, so she's going around trying to get these signatures from the attendings so that they will support her free clinic.
Yeah.
And she goes to Burke and she's like blackmailing him, kind of.
Yeah, I don't think that's like appropriate.
No.
Well, and she pretty much does that at the end with all the signatures. It's like I need to believe in someone and something.
Yeah.
And like, sign it.
Yeah.
You're gonna sign
right.
it.
Right. Which I did like that she finally got them. And also, I wrote, I like scenes when the attendings act like interns. Like,
when they were all sitting.
Yeah, we rarely see all of them together. Like, mm-hmm. it's usually them with some interns.
Yeah.
And so it's fun to see all of these guys compete, which leads me to my question I have for you.
Mm.
Okay. My question is, I have to find it. I need to find my list. Oh, my God. Okay. The people in the race for chief, Addison, Derek, Mark, and Preston.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think would make the best chief? And why?
Well, I think a lot of being chief, we know, is like paperwork and shit like that. Being the face of the hospital. If it wouldn't have been for the whole like tremor thing, I think Burke.
Yeah.
I really think Burke would be the best. I think Derek is too fucking emotional.
Uh-huh.
I think Addison, I don't think she's too emotional, but I don't think she would delegate well. And yeah. I don't think she actually really wants to be chief,
right.
honestly. And same with Mark. He just, yeah. he wants a fucking power trip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I also think Addison is like where she needs to be. Like she is a killer.
Right, neo-day. Right.
Like, which I guess they all are too, but I just feel like she really shines in her.
Yeah, what do you think?
I was going to answer the same as you, if for not for the tremor thing.
Burke. Yeah.
Yep.
He's just so steadfast. Like, and I feel right. like you need this like calm energy as like exactly. a leader.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Derek is not one, especially in this episode.
No. Him freaking out on Meredith.
Yeah. And him, oh, I wrote, Derek is a dick and then because he's like, sometimes people fight and then we apologize. And I'm like, no, sometimes you're an asshole
yeah.
and then you have to apologize. Like
yeah.
Meredith didn't do anything wrong other than she got upset that he got upset at her, but that made every sense.
No, but all she did was tell, well, he was mad because she told Mark.
Sloan. Yeah. Yeah.
Or right. whatever.
Okay, Chief. He retires. He has a great day. He tells the board. He schools all those attendings. And
yeah.
then he brings some giant-ass flowers.
Huge flowers.
To his wife, who is in a very colorful house coat.
Yeah, she is in a silky something or other.
And she has another man.
Another man in that house right now at the time, do we think?
I think so. She kept yeah. looking upstairs.
Yeah, like, please don't come down.
Yeah.
That's like...
I know.
Well, okay.
He did that.
Here's the thing. It had been months, right?
I think so.
But what also is crazy to me that it had only been months. And you
right.
have a man in that? Like,
yeah.
quick to it.
I think
you.
Part of it is, like, I think she almost wants revenge on what... Because, like, he did to her.
Yeah.
yeah. But still, I wrote, Chief being sad is sad.
Oh, yeah. Chief being sad is miserable.
Especially because he just put everything on the line, which, obviously, she wanted him to do a lot earlier.
A long time ago.
Right. Which, I guess, that means he must have had the money to retire and was just doing it because he still loved it.
Which, like, I understand, like, doing what you love and, like, not wanting your partner to, like, ultimatum you. But also, like, Adele.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not a huge fan of Adele.
Right.
But she sacrificed a lot. And, like,
yeah.
they're obviously of age to retire.
Yeah.
And so
I know.
Think she's in her right to
yeah.
do what she did.
I do, too. It was still sad to see Chief. And I also wrote, literally 12 seasons later.
He's still.
At the hospital.
Yeah.
I feel like this storyline, they peaked a little too early there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
Maybe he didn't know if he wanted to stay around the show.
Yeah, that's true.
And then 12 seasons later was like, oh.
This is a pretty good job.
Yeah. It's great, right. Board Chief.
Okay, and then we have one more scene and then like the end stuff. So I also had GGBs when Izzy and George finally get in that room and they just kind of...
The room where it happened?
The room where it happened. And I don't remember what they say, but right when they're about to leave, George... Izzy hugs George and then she pulls away and he pulls her back in for another hug. Ugh.
Yeah.
I love friends being friends.
Friends being friends is the best. I just being super supportive.
Yeah. And I love men being vulnerable on shows too. So like mm-hmm. George being sad. Like one of my favorite scenes in the world is in, oh my God, what's with Mandy Moore and she has cancer. Not The Notebook.
A Walk to Remember. Thank you.
In A Walk to Remember when the guy goes to his dad's house.
Yeah, dude.
And they hug
it
out.
Hot shit.
I know, but that part, like him just crying and his dad.
Yeah, it's so good.
He finally loses his shit. Like, I think that I should compile and put on YouTube.
Oh my God, people would love it. Like men
breaking down.
Yeah. I mean, women would get off to that.
Yes, vulnerable men.
Yeah.
I would diddle some things.
Diddle some twats for that. Yeah.
I hope my dad isn't listening.
Oops.
Okay, so that one.
Name like a second best like vulnerable man breakdown.
Do you have one already?
No.
I keep thinking I'm also trying to think. Well, like one is another Grey's one when Karev in season 5 is crying and kisses Izzy. Mm-hmm. Like that's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Something about weak men?
Like, yeah.
I don't know. Do you have one?
I'm thinking about the movie Pearl Harbor with Ben Affleck.
Do you know I've only seen that movie once, which is great because I'd like to watch it again because I wouldn't really remember.
Yeah, there's a bit of a breakdown in that, I feel like.
Trying to think if there's a breakdown in Hamilton.
It's
quiet.
End of Titanic with Leo. He's kind of dying. He is dying. There's a little bit of a breakdown there.
Yeah.
What about?
I'm
trying to think if Orlando Bloom ever breaks down.
Never breaks down.
I don't think he does. I think he just keeps it.
So many in Harry Potter. Like I love when, when his parents are there and they say like, "We'll be here always," and he's like, "Oh," or like him hugging Hagrid. Just so many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about in The Notebook? Doesn't.
Oh, that's just horrifyingly sad.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want? Dude, he is so... Oh, actually, he does. When he's like, I wrote you 365 letters. And then he picks her up, smashes into her wall, and makes out with her in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
If that isn't the best kiss scene...
Of all time.
And it's so unrealistic.
Yeah, you'd fall over.
To be picked up like that?
Yeah.
How does one do that?
You have to have a really strong man. And you have to be a very light woman.
And do you also have to be, really short? Like, how? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. None of those things really happen in real life.
No, I do. Do you remember that scene won Best Kiss for, the MTV Movie Awards? And then they did it again when they won. Like, when they ran up to get the award, they jumped at each other.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it's on YouTube. After this, can I show it to you?
Yeah.
She straddles him, and they, do... And you're just like... How? Why?
That doesn't seem fair.
It's not fair.
But it's also Ryan Gosling, because in that one movie with Emma Stone...
La La Land?
No. Oh, they've been in two movies together.
Yeah, they were in the one with Steve Carell, too.
That one.
So good.
Yeah, that one. It's not The Kids Are All
Right. He does the lift.
Yeah.
So good.
I think I really like Ryan Gosling.
I love him, too. And he can sing, he can dance. He's a triple threat.
Yeah.
Mm. I would say he's like a quadruple threat.
He's...
Looks, singing, dancing, acting.
He seems nice.
Yeah, he does seem nice.
Funny.
Looks great when he wears glasses.
Yeah.
Okay, the last
anyway.
Thing. Listeners are probably like, how about the fact that two people got proposed to and neither of you have brought this
okay,
up
Okay, well, because we were waiting till the end. But before we get there, I just want to say, Izzy's paying for the clinic.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big deal.
I know.
Izzy. Isabel.
Don't you think Bailey thought about that the whole time?
Yeah, because they're like, you still need funding. Like, who's going to fund this?
Yeah.
Izzy Stevens.
It's perfect, though. The Denny Duquette Memorial Clinic.
Yeah, which lasts for a season.
It's not still there?
No, they never reference the clinic. They did for a couple seasons, but they don't reference it at all anymore.
That's sad.
Yeah. Okay, so.
All right, so people
I would like to say that while Johnny K was watching this, he was like, Oh my God. How many proposals can they shove into one episode? And then he was irritated. He's like, what? They're just gonna, he said, if they're staring for that long, the answer is obviously no. Like, yeah. If you have to stare for that long, and it was like traumatic effect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cliffhangers.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's would catch you more off guard, if you were Christina or if you're Callie?
That's a great question, because both, for different reasons. Because yeah. Callie and George, it hasn't been that long. But Christina,
they
I don't
were
even
silent
think
they've, for 5 months.
Yeah, and I don't think they've talked marriage at all. And they're not marriage people.
I think that's the least, or the better one, though, because she had just said to Burke, I'm in it for the long haul.
Right.
But I think he heard that and was like, I gotta lock her down before.
Yeah, I like, don't know. Do you yeah. think he was planning on proposing?
No, I don't think he was. I feel like he's usually pretty calculated. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he was expecting her to have that response, which she went the way bigger road. I fucking loved her speech.
Yeah.
And she's, although she still scattered and like she doesn't think it's right, but she's willing to apologize because she's in it for the long haul. I think
she didn't even apologize. She was like, I don't want you to forgive me.
Right.
But like, you can have this one and I'll talk first. I'm talking first.
I loved that sentence.
Yeah.
But I think that took Burke aback so much. And I think he just felt an
overwhelming. His only response was marriage?
I think he felt like an overwhelming sense of like respect and love for her for doing that, because he probably wasn't expecting her to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, he was just like, holy shit, I love you. And instead he said, marry me.
It's difficult. Sometimes those get mixed up.
Yeah. What if you accidentally
say
marry
you want
me.
I say that to like fast food people all the time in the drive through.
Or I love you.
I love you. Well, you get them confused. Yeah, sometimes you say marry me.
I think George and Callie's is the dumbest.
Oh my God. Okay, first of all, George is not processing his grief. Let's just say that. I mean, he's fucking Callie left and right.
Yeah.
And then like, you do not make big life choices when your world has been like stripped from beneath you or whatever that saying is. You just don't do that.
No.
It's so stupid. And for honestly, Callie, if she agrees, which I think she does.
Yeah.
Spoiler, whatever. It's like, you're an idiot too. Like, you should be able to be like.
Her face was like, she literally shook her head. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if as viewers, the first time we watched this, if we thought she would say no.
I think as viewers, don't we think that one of them's going to say no?
Probably. Like, I bet there was like at the end, it was like next week on Grey's, one says yes.
Yeah. One mm-hmm. can't make up their mind.
Yeah. So I don't know, man, but I am glad. I do think that is a common face to make when you're getting proposed to, if it's a surprise, because you're just like, what?
Do you think you made that face?
I do. I think I saw my entire life flash before my eyes. Like, in a good way. Like, but it was just like Jake and I had not talked about it. Like, we had been together long enough that I pretty much figured, but we hadn't talked about it in sense of time. Like, when it would happen. Like, a lot of couples are like, let's get engaged this year. We did not have that conversation.
I don't think I'd ever want to have that conversation.
I don't know.
Is it an important conversation to have? Like, let's get engaged this year.
I think you have to just be like, we plan on marrying each other. I don't know. I think you kind of have to have a conversation about that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think like, at some point, like, I think I could see myself spending life with you.
Right.
But like, I can't imagine, like, but I'm not a super big planner, like, being like.
Right. And I think that's the difference. I am. And so that's why it caught me off guard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You didn't plan it.
I just was like, it was one of those where I was like, this is that moment that people happen in people's lives. And it's a big moment. And I have to remember all of this. And it's cold outside and I'm holding a beer. And it was cool. But I think my face was like that. Maybe not.
It
was more like, I think it was maybe more like Burke's face.
Did it take you a long time to say yes?
No. Because you can't pause, or then that would
cause extreme. Right, because that's what Johnny Kane was saying. Like, if you pause for that long, I think you know what the answer is.
That would cause extreme. I didn't say, I think I hugged. Like, I squeezed his face. He was on the ground. It was
rolling
snowing.
Rolling around.
It was snowing. I was literally holding two beers, so I had to set them down. I just also burped.
Did someone take photos of it?
No, we were alone in the fucking wilderness of Rocky Mountain National Park in a snowstorm.
Weren't you scared?
It was supposed to be not snowing out. We were going to hike, but we were like, we're going anyways. And now I know why. He also had a ring. And it was so cold. and we were going to like walk around this lake. I was taking pictures, and I have a photo somewhere of like, I was taking a photo of like across the lake, and there's trees, and you can see Jake's shadow, and then his shadow's gone, and it's because he got on one knee.
Aww.
So that's the kind of cool thing. I like we hadn't even started walking. He just like kind of walked out, and you could tell he was just like, okay, you know, and like I just turned and I was like, what are you doing? Like it was like, and he was down and he didn't speak for very long. He was very nervous. And I didn't, we just like kissed and hugged. And then I forgot there was a ring because I was wearing mittens.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was like, after we'd hugged and I'd said yes, and we were talking, he's like, do you want your ring? And I was like, oh my God. You know, I like forgot. So that was fun. I like forgot that was a part of it. I forgot you get a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How exciting is that?
And then we hiked around the lake and drank a Coors Banquet, and it was so cold, and I wasn't wearing snow pants, and I would like, every step I would take this, you're supposed to go snowshoeing. Like we didn't have snowshoes, and you just like fall like 3 feet into the snow.
That's scary.
It was weird. It wasn't like deathly.
I know, but it just feels scary because you said Rockies. And that makes me scared.
It was flat where we were.
Oh, okay, cool. So no, like cliffs.
No.
So you get proposed to and then you fall off a cliff. Be my fucking luck.
That would really suck for Jake. I feel like I'd go to the afterlife, whatever that is, and
you'd be fine.
But I really would have just ruined his life. Yeah. I don't think you recover from that.
No.
I'm going to see if there's notes in trivia on my phone.
Yeah, because I don't have any other notes.
No, do you have anything exciting to talk about? I don't know.
Well, what do we think? Was this like a mid-season
That's
something?
What I'm wondering. Let me look at the date. So this aired January 25th, so not really, because isn't the mid-season break before Christmas usually?
Not necessarily, I don't think so.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it
could
have been.
I don't know.
Let's see. Notes and trivia. This episode's title originated from the song Great Expectations, originally sung by Kiss. This episode scored 21.5 million viewers, and Callie places Izzy on George Watch 2007, making the year 2007.
Wow, thanks, Notes and Trivia.
Yeah.
Fucking that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well.
Well.
What do you want to rate it?
Wait, what? I just need to read this text from my dad, everyone. This applies to the podcast. And I said, my dad had said, mention me on the broadcast.
The broadcast.
And I said, what broadcast? And he goes, I thought you and BJ were doing your podcast. I said, oh, yes, we will. And then he goes, shout out for dad who listens to you. Boobs. Why did he say boobs?
I don't know. Did he mean like boobs or boobs?
I don't understand. Boobs.
Maybe he was like trying to be, maybe just because we're crass. Like,
yeah.
Shout out boobs. Like, ooh, I said a bad word.
Yeah, so shout out to boobs. All boobs, all sizes.
All the boobs.
All shapes.
No boobs?
No boobs, one boob.
Two boobs.
Three boobs. Yeah. One boob, two boob, three boob, four. Red fish, green fish, or whatever that doctor. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Yeah. Okay. One boob, two boob, three boob, four. Five boob, six boob, seven boob.
Maw. Oh, Christ. Okay, time of death.
No.
Oh, we have to rate it.
You're like so over it. Fucking time of death.
I am going to rate it I'm going to rate it 7.5 scalpels. I know that is high, but I don't.
Wow.
I really liked it.
That's okay. I mean, you can do whatever you want. It's wrong, but just kidding.
Fuck you.
I'm going to rate it 5.5 scalpels.
All right.
That's like a pretty like average. It's a little bit higher usually than I rate. I usually rate like a 3 or 4 scalpel, which I don't know why I like this show because I rate it so low.
Why did my dad just say I'm crying too? Oh, like with a laughing face. I'm concerned about him. He's not making sense.
How much wine has he?
I don't know. He had a margarita at the tip of you. So.
Well, there you go.
There you go. So listeners, we love you.
Wait.
What?
If you want to find us, you can find us on Instagram at the On Call Room Pod. If you want to donate money to us, please do it at www.
You're so angry.
Well, because I can't believe you forgot this part.
You're right.
www.patreon.com/theoncallroom. We're going to start having more co-hosts on soon.
Yeah, and so. I'm going to read our latest review because it was good to entice you to go on to the iTunes app for podcasts and leave us a review.
Please do.
I also was seeing if we are rated, but we're not in the top 100 of any category. I was checking it out. Thought maybe I would be. Okay, so we have 78 ratings, which is amazing. And I'm going to read our latest one.
Great.
It is by, it's still loading. Okay. Ma Church 94. That is the person. It says, I magically stumbled upon this podcast and I can't stop listening. I love the two host relationship and banter. The whole show is hilarious and I get my fill of Grays. Would recommend to anyone who loves fun and Grays.
Oh, loves fun. I love fun.
Yeah, I love fun too. Also, I love this other one. It says, this is seriously the best Grays podcast. I used to listen to another one hosted by two women, but they stopped making podcasts. Lucky for me, that one made me seek out a new one, and I found this one, which was far better. Love the off-topic combos, and I look forward to listening to a new episode every week.
Oh, how nice is that?
I know.
Thanks, you know, thanks for some people supporting our off-topic combos.
We love it. Listeners, we love you.
Yeah, don't forget to leave a review on iTunes. 5-star us, yo.
Send Bree some flip-flops.
Send me some flip-flops.
P.O. Box.
We don't have one yet. Get yourself some clothes at
Kohl's or A Day.
Either. And, you know, thanks for listening.
We love you. Time of death is. I can do this.
Uh huh. Let's see.
Is it 21:15?
Wow, you did it.
Beep.